After 9 days of walking, Hui went into a big forest. It was too dark to see anything. Suddenly, he heard some terrifying voices. Then, Hui saw several pairs of ghost eyes. Hui took out his bow and arrows to shoot them. These ghost eyes at last disappeared, but only after Hui had shot 81 arrows at them. Hui continued his journey. He climbed over 9 mountains and crossed 6 rivers and 3 deserts. At last, he arrived at the mountain where the Queen Mother lived. The mountain was very high and steep and surrounded by a river. To get to the mountain, Hui had to cross the river. Hui took out a rope and tied it to an arrow. He put the arrow in his bow and shot it toward the mountain. Then Hui grabbed the rope tightly while he shot the arrow, and it was flying through the air. The arrow and Hui with it flew over the river and landed onto the mountain. As a reward for killing all of the evil monsters, the Queen Mother gave him 2 magic tablets that had the power to give eternal life. The Queen Mother told him,
"These 2 tablets are for you and Chang'e. You and your wife should eat them on August 15th, when the moon is full. However, the one who eats the 2 tablets alone will die."
Hui thought about what the Queen Mother told him as he returned home with the tablets. When Hui arrived back home after a long journey, Chang'e felt very relieved and cried in his arms. "Do not cry," Hui said. "See what I've brought you," as he took out the tablets. "Put them in a safe place, and we will eat them on August the 15th when the moon is full, and then we will never die." Hui was happy. Chang'e also smiled. But then he warned Chang'e, "Do not eat both of them when I am out. Otherwise, you will die. And how can I live without you?" The long-awaited August the 15th finally came. In the morning, when Hui left home, Chang'e reminded her husband to come home early. When evening came, she cooked delicious food and put on some makeup and then waited for Hui. Chang'e waited until the full moon hung in the middle of the sky, but Hui still did not return. Chang'e was utterly heartbroken. She thought,
"How could he forget such an important day?"
And then she stopped crying and ate 2 tablets because she did not want to live anymore. However, instead of dying, Chang'e's body became light as a feather and she began to float up. When Chang'e realized that she was flying, she shouted loudly,
"Hui, I don't want to leave you!"
And she flew out of the house and up into the sky. Hui arrived home with a big dead tiger over his shoulder. He found the cold food on the table, but he could not find his beloved wife. Then he heard Chang'e's voice from the sky and rushed out of the house. He could just see Chang'e disappearing up into the sky. "Chang'e, Kui shouted desperately, but he would never see his wife again. Kui was so upset that he fainted. And Chang'e kept looking back to the earth and crying as she floated up and up. Finally, Chang'e arrived at the Moon Palace on the Moon. The palace was deserted and cold, and there was nothing there except for a tall laurel tree and a rabbit. She was all alone. A year passed. It was August the 15th again, and Chang'e stood at the door of the Moon Palace, looking down at the small house far away on the earth where she and Hoi had lived in the human world. With tears in her eyes, Chang'e saw a table with all kinds of fruits and desserts on it. The courtyard, Hoi was sitting at the table and he was crying. And now, on the 15th of August, every year, the moon is very bright and gentle, just like Chang'e's eyes as she watches her husband so far away.